Welcome in. This is the FPC Chiefs podcast. I'm Braden Holicek, the managing editor for Full Press Coverage, Chiefs of Full Press Coverage.com, coming to you guys here on a Friday, early May still, as we are still kind of getting used to the NFL draft coming and going already and getting deeper into the more interesting parts of the offseason. Teams obviously with their rosters a lot more settled, maybe some final moves still to come late in the summer, but overall we're getting closer and closer to kind of the itch of wanting to see what these new teams and combinations look like on the field. And we now know the matchups and when they're going to be played, as the NFL officially releasing the 2022 regular season schedule earlier today as I'm recording this Thursday night. So a lot to look forward to on the schedule. We're going to be kind of breaking it down segment by segment a little bit in terms of the four parts of the season. I'll read them all one by one as well, but kind of talk some interesting nuggets about the Chiefs schedule, just some interesting stats that are out there that maybe don't mean that much, but also some stats on the other end that are kind of interesting to look at in terms of how this will kind of pertain to Kansas City in their 2022 campaign. But yeah, a lot to look forward to on this schedule. We'll just kind of start off with a couple interesting notes. The Chiefs were tied with the San Francisco 49ers in terms of the most difficult schedule in terms of strength of schedule from last year, basically combining the win and loss records of the teams on this year's schedule from what those teams combined to produce last season in 2021. So it is kind of a big deal in a way. To kind of look at that strength of schedule percentage, but at the same time, just like Kansas City, a lot of these teams have changed in some way, shape, or form. So strength of schedule is an interesting way to kind of look at things from a win percentage perspective, but I think you also kind of look at just the betting odds and the over-under win totals that are out there as well, maybe give you a little bit more of a clear picture. But the Chiefs, that is an interesting note. Fifth toughest strength of schedule when you combine last year's win-loss records for the teams that are on the schedule this year. That was about a 540 or a 530 win percentage combined. And a really interesting fact to kind of note here as well is the Chiefs will, like I said, read the games here one by one in a second, but the Chiefs opened the season with 8 straight games this year against a team who had a winning record last season. And as Adam Schefter of ESPN tweeted out, according to Elias Sportsbureau, that is the first time in NFL history that a team will open their regular season with 8 straight games against teams that had a winning record last year. Again, that doesn't mean the Chiefs will be necessarily, you know, out of it all the way at the beginning, but you know, they've certainly had a lot of big games the last few years. So I think when you look at the strength of schedule stat and you look at that stat, it is obviously a burden for Kansas City, but obviously to get to the playoffs and get to where you want to be at the end of the year, you're always going to be, you know, facing the toughest competition, and there's obviously going to be points in every team's schedule that are meant to be, the gauntlet and the absolute toughest they can be. So for Kansas City, you know, really, I mean, this is a really tough schedule altogether. But I think when you look at things overall, the start of the season may be the toughest stretch. So we'll go ahead and read after a couple of those quick stats here, the games one by one. Kansas City will open the year on the road against the Arizona Cardinals, so a non-conference matchup there. They'll primarily play the NFC West out of their 5 NFC games this year. That'll be an interesting one. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes against Kyler Murray, both quarterbacks that have now played for Cliff Kingsbury, the current Arizona Cardinals head coach. But a key note for Arizona, they will not have their best wide receiver in that game, DeAndre Hopkins. If you guys missed it, he tested positive for PEDs, so he will miss the first 6 games of the year due to a PED suspension. So when you look at that factor and kind of Kansas City being younger on defense right now, especially in the secondary, that's a big point and a big point of emphasis to keep in mind for Kansas City's defense there to start the year in week one. That is a 3:25 Central Time kickoff, week two, Thursday night home opener against the Los Angeles Chargers. So the first division game of the year. Of course, Thursday night football, if you guys did not know, is going to be going to Amazon Prime Video this season. So Kirk Herbstreit will be with Al Michaels as the broadcast crew there. Be really interesting to see the production. I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be that different, but the fact it's on something like that, Amazon Prime Video for the first time for the NFL, is going to be really interesting. But you just talk about the games we've seen so far between Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes. Seemingly everyone has been down to the wire. They've been instant classics. So really fun to have that matchup on paper anyway as the first one of the division matchups this year for the Chiefs. And what is always a really competitive division, but as we know with the transactions that were made this offseason, I mean, seemingly every team, it feels like, got much better this year in the AFC West. So Chiefs Chargers week two, Thursday night, 7:15 p.m. Central Time start at Arrowhead, the home opener for the Chiefs there against the Chargers. Week three, they'll go back on the road to take on the Indianapolis Colts. That'll be a noon kickoff Central Time in week three, the Colts home opener after they start the year with their first two games on the road. The Colts, obviously, a team that is going to be more smash mouth than anything. They're going to lean on Jonathan Taylor in that running game and offensive line. But, of course, new quarterback in the fold once again for Indianapolis. Matt Ryan coming over in the trade with the Falcons, which personally I think is a major upgrade over somebody like Carson Wentz, a lot more secure quarterback there, and Matt Ryan a lot more poised with Matt Ryan. So the Colts have been ever so close to getting kind of either into the playoffs or at least able to make some noise in the playoffs the last few years. I think personally they got a good shot to honestly win that AFC South division this year, and we'll see if that rings true and if they're able to make a run maybe in the playoffs in a crowded AFC. But a really interesting game there for the Chiefs after kind of facing some more flashy offenses the first 2 weeks. They'll get the Colts on the road there in Indianapolis in week three, a more smash mouth style of football team. And then on the road week four, their second primetime game of the season at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Of course, Tom Brady is back, you know, retired for a quick second. Now he's back with Tampa Bay. But as we know, he's got that deal lined up with Fox once he retires, whenever that may be, to become an analyst and an announcer. So it feels like the end is definitely near for Tom. It's just when that will be is still quite uncertain. But this will be the first match between the Chiefs and the Bucks since Super Bowl 55. Of course, a horrible loss for the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll see if Patrick Mahomes can get a little revenge there against Tampa Bay. So far, Tom Brady 3-2 all time in head-to-head meetings against Patrick Mahomes. So if Mahomes and the Chiefs are able to win that matchup, Mahomes will go to 500 all time against Tom Brady. But yeah, Tampa Bay is still a really good team. NFC, that's a lot weaker than the AFC. We could very well see them, you know, back in the mix of things as far as trying to win the NFC. I think they got a really good chance. A little bit different defense. I mean, lost some guys in the front seven, going to be a little younger up front, but still for the most part a pretty similar team to what they've had in recent years. So Chiefs Bucks Sunday night week four, kind of glad to see that game earlier in the schedule personally. You know, kind of get that you know, both teams coming off some interesting games early the first few weeks, and we'll see who's kind of more ready and battle tested there early in the year for that big game. Week five, another primetime game for the Kansas City Chiefs. They'll return home to take on the Las Vegas Raiders Monday Night Football week five, 7:15 p.m. kickoff at Arrowhead. So their first two home games of the year are primetime games against division opponents. Of course, Raiders last season made the playoffs. They got a new head coach in Josh McDaniels. They got a new wide receiver for Derek Carr in Devontae Adams, who, of course, was Carr's college teammate while at Fresno State. So a lot to like, I think, from the Raiders. And of course, you can't forget about Chandler Jones, the pass rusher. They were able to sign in free agency away from the Arizona Cardinals. So I personally think the Raiders are still getting slept on a little too much. I know it's a great division. It's a great, set of names that have been brought into this AFC West. But I honestly think the way the Raiders finished last season, they're maybe receiving a little bit too much disrespect. I think when you put them in the same kind of limelight as, say, the Chargers or the Broncos, as far as battling behind the Chiefs in this division, or at least trying to dethrone Kansas City from winning the AFC West a seventh straight season. So Las Vegas coming to Arrowhead hasn't typically been pretty, other than a couple years ago, 2020. But we'll see how that goes, because Derek Carr, we know most of his career traveling to Kansas City, other than that win in 2020, has been late games in cold December where he's absolutely struggled. I mean, last year I was at the game where Vegas was in Kansas City. And from the jump, I mean, the Chiefs just dominated. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes in an early season matchup instead, once in a while, for the Raiders here at Kansas City, Monday Night Football, Week 5. Week 6, another home game for the Kansas City Chiefs. They'll host the Buffalo Bills, which will be a 3:25 p.m. Kickoff Central Time, so a late afternoon game here. Of course, Chiefs and Bills have had some classics the last couple of years. Last season, the Bills able to get that Week 5 Sunday night win at Arrowhead. Just absolutely made the Chiefs defense look silly. And then Chiefs offense, I mean, of course, struggled early in the year, but that was one of the worst games in terms of turnovers that we saw from Kansas City last season. But the Chiefs able to get revenge, AFC divisional round, in one of the greatest playoff games I've ever seen, an overtime thriller for Kansas City. A lot of scoring at the end of that game. Of course, Chiefs looked like maybe they were going to lose. 13 seconds left, they were able to tie the game, get a field goal from Harrison Butker, and then win it in overtime on a pass from Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce. So another early regular season matchup on the calendar there between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs in Week 6 from Arrowhead. And then the Chiefs will go out west to take on the San Francisco 49ers, their third non-conference game of the season. 3:25 p.m. kickoff there, Week 7 at the 49ers. Similar to the Bucs matchup, first time these two teams will be meeting since their Super Bowl 54 matchup, where the Chiefs, of course, defeated San Francisco when they met in Miami. A lot up in the air right now with the 49ers. What's the quarterback situation going to look like? Jimmy Garoppolo, still a member of the team right now, but of course he's dealt with injuries. And, Trey Lance, they traded a lot of capital to go get him at number 3 overall last year in the first round. We saw a little bit of him last year when Jimmy G was battling injuries, or just when they were leading a game really big. Maybe he got some time late. I'm not maybe 100% sold that Trey Lance is obviously ready or maybe, settled in to go get that job this year. So I know there's a lot of people that are leery about Jimmy Garoppolo's limitations, but I think overall you just look at how much he's been able to win, how much he's been able to manage the game and kind of play safe, at least for the most part. I know that's not always been the most sexy of terms for quarterbacks, of being a game manager, but I think it matters more in today's NFL than maybe it did, say, the early 2010s. So personally, I would not be surprised to see Garoppolo still keep the starting job, but he is battling a shoulder injury that he's dealt with this offseason as well. So a lot still up in the air there quarterback-wise for San Francisco. I mean, it could be something that's back and forth those last couple weeks, even before that Week 7 matchup against the Chiefs. But a really exciting matchup there again early in the season. That'll take the Chiefs into their Week 8 bye week. They'll come off the bye Sunday night versus the Titans in Week 9 at Kansas City. So 7:20 p.m. kickoff there at Arrowhead. So three of the first four home games for the Chiefs this year are night games, which will be their only three primetime games at Arrowhead this season. Of course, a lot of really interesting games against the Titans in the last few years. Kansas City has struggled in the regular season against them, but those have all been at Tennessee. Both sides of the ball have absolutely struggled, more so the defense, but I think when you just look at last year's regular season loss, I mean, of course, a lot of frustrating turnovers, a lot of plays that it just seemed, you know, they were snuffed out way too easily by the Titans defense. But again, a lot of those recent losses and frustrations against the Titans have come in Tennessee. This game, a little bit different in Kansas City. Of course, the last time the Titans came to Arrowhead Stadium was the AFC Championship game a few years ago that the Kansas City Chiefs were able to win at home. So going to be really interesting. The Titans seem to have kind of taken a step back. I think on paper, this offseason, of course, was not kind of willing to pay A.J. Brown a major contract, similar to the Chiefs situation with Tyreek Hill. As far as the asking price, the team wasn't really willing to meet it. So they traded a really young wide receiver away, their best wide receiver by far. Now with the Philadelphia Eagles, Ryan Tannehill, the way he ended last season, as good as he's kind of been in Tennessee, has been able to revive his career with the Titans. I mean, it seems like the end is definitely coming much quicker than some anticipated for Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. Of course, they drafted Malik Willis to kind of develop. He's not going to start right away, of course, but it seems like the writing is on the wall, or at least the window for Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee is really starting to kind of get smaller and smaller. Still have Derrick Henry, still have a really good foundation there, both sides of the ball and in the trenches, but this is a team that I think is going to maybe take a step back personally this year. But really interesting Sunday night game there for the Chiefs coming off the bye. We know how good Andy Reid is off the bye in his career as a head coach. Titans coming to Arrowhead for that first game after the bye Sunday night will be a fun one. Another AFC South game at home the next week for the Chiefs in Week 10. They'll host the Jacksonville Jaguars, which will be a noon Central Time kickoff. Of course, Jaguars have earned, quote-unquote, the number one overall pick each of the last 2 years. We'll see how Trevor Lawrence does in his sophomore season. I mean, rookie season, didn't have a lot of help around him. And of course, the coaching situation with Urban Meyer was an absolute clown show. Doug Peterson, who they were able to hire as late as they did in the process as well. I mean, to me, he was probably one of the best head coaching candidates available. So I think it's a great fit for Trevor Lawrence. But this is, of course, a team that's had so much of a tough time, you know, getting out of that hole. Other than 2017, I mean, this has been one of the, you know, most snake pit and franchises in recent NFL history. So hard to say how they'll look, you know, overall in 2022. I could definitely see them improve in the win column, but I don't think it'll be, you know, a drastic jump. We'll see how Trevor Lawrence, though, looks with Doug Peterson, who has been great at developing and working with younger quarterbacks. So that'll be an interesting matchup to see Trevor Lawrence and Patrick Mahomes duel it out. Week 11, then after that, the Kansas City Chiefs will go to the LA Chargers to play at 3:25 p.m. Central Time kickoff there in Week 11. So final of two games in the regular season against the Chargers. Again, a lot of classics already between Herbert and Mahomes. We'll see what that game kind of looks like as far as the current division standings. Of course, still a couple months before the season will end at that point, but you know, Chargers had a great start last year, didn't finish that well, missed the playoffs each of Justin Herbert's first 2 years, despite how well he's played. So second time around against the Chargers this season, we'll see how Kansas City does there. Week 12, they'll face the other LA team. They'll host the division, or the defending Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams in Week 12, 3:25 p.m. Central Time, late afternoon kickoff at Arrowhead. Personally, this is a game, like, if I was going to any games at Arrowhead this season, this would probably be honestly near the top of my list, looking at the entire schedule. So Chiefs-Rams will be a fun one for me personally. Matthew Stafford, I mean, it's always been one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch, even way back in his Detroit days. I think just his toughness and his grit, but also just the way in which he's able to battle and make a lot of throws that just not a lot of other quarterbacks can make. I don't think he gets a lot of credit for that. I think we saw him start to get a little more credit for that kind of side of his game last season with the Rams. But, of course, this will be a team with a target on their back. So Kansas City, you know, had that feeling a couple of years before, and now the Rams will kind of see how they can do trying to, you know, fend off foes as defending Super Bowl champions. But at Arrowhead, that'll be a tremendous matchup. Late afternoon game, kind of late in the season. That'll be the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving week, a few days after Thanksgiving Day, it'll be a great game. Really excited for that one out of all of them. I mean, if the Chiefs are able to kind of, get at their peak with this current offense, I mean, that's going to be a game that may not be exactly the same game as we saw Monday Night Football Classic from these teams a few years ago, but I still think it could be one of those games that we just see the defenses have absolutely no help all day long. So we'll see how that one goes, but really excited for that one personally. Again, getting to watch one of my favorite quarterbacks outside of Patrick Mahomes, outside of Chiefs quarterbacks that I've watched over the years, Matthew Stafford. That'll be a fun one for me personally. And then the Chiefs will go on the road. 3 straight weeks after that Rams home game, they'll go to the Cincinnati Bengals in week 13, 3:25 p.m. Central Time kickoff. Week 14, Sunday night at the Denver Broncos, 7:20 p.m. kickoff there. And then week 15 at the Houston Texans will be a noon Central Time kickoff. So we'll go kind of game by game quickly here. The Bengals, of course, last year, 2 games that the Chiefs had against them late regular season, and of course the AFC Championship game. Both games, Chiefs started out, got leads, but blew it in the end. Joe Burrow, his poise, his confidence obviously resonates on that whole Bengals team, and they were able to come back and beat the Chiefs not once but twice when coming from behind. So that's going to be obviously a game that I'm sure Kansas City will have circled very highly on their calendars, trying to avenge some gaffes that they had against the Bengals last season. But the Bengals, I mean, they're still a team that I think is not getting enough respect despite reaching the Super Bowl last season. And granted, it is a crowded AFC top to bottom, but I think the Bengals are here to stay. I don't think they're just a flash in a pan or a one-hit wonder. So that'll be another exciting game, similar to Matthew Stafford. Joe Burrow, one of my favorite quarterbacks around the league outside of Patrick Mahomes that I love to watch. So that'll be one there. Both teams are going to kind of be able or looking to try to be able to prove themselves in that one. I mean, Cincinnati trying to make it 3 straight wins over the Chiefs would be obviously big for them. And then you look at Kansas City trying to avenge those 2 horrible losses that they had last season against the Bengals. The Broncos game, that'll be the first of a 2 against Denver on the year. Of course, Russell Wilson now in the division for the Broncos at quarterback. I personally still think they're getting slightly overhyped overall as a team, but I think it's easy to see why because of Russell Wilson. I will say, looking at how Russell's played about the last season and a half, I mean, I think expectations still have to be tampered realistically, but I mean, it's easy to look at this team and what they've had recently a quarterback and know that you understand kind of where the hype is coming from and the weapons that are already around Russell Wilson there in Denver. It's not going to be surprising if they're able to make some noise. But I do think, honestly, losing Vic Fangio at head coach, how will Nathaniel Hackett do in his first year? I don't really think he was the worst hire in the world, but just being a first-time head coach, you never know how that's going to go. And I really think this defense, it's not a guarantee that they necessarily dominate as much as they have or control things as much as they have the last couple years. So I look at the Denver defense. That's an ultimate wild card to me in this division. But a Sunday night game right now at Denver for the Chiefs. And then the Texans, I mean, probably obviously one of the lighter games on the Chiefs schedule on paper, but I think the Texans have done a lot of good things this offseason, being able to re-sign some veteran guys. I thought they had a really good draft. I mean, on paper, that may not necessarily translate to immediate success, but Houston, for a team that's not necessarily ready to compete right now in their long-scale rebuild, I think they've done a lot of good things business-wise and roster-wise with a lot of the decisions they made recently. So a late trip there to Houston for the Chiefs, and then they'll return home. They'll play the Seattle Seahawks for their final non-conference game of the regular season in Week 16. That'll be a noon Central Time start. That game will actually be on Christmas Eve on Saturday. The majority of the games in the NFL that week will be played on the Christmas Eve Saturday. So it's not necessarily a national broadcast Saturday game, but it is a noon game there, kind of in that early slate where many of the games will be played that week on Christmas Eve on Saturday. Seattle, obviously, we just talked about Russell Wilson. He's now out of the picture. Will it be Drew Locke, Geno Smith? We'll have to see how Seattle kind of handles things. But obviously, You would think they're going to kind of change the way they play a little bit with Russell Wilson, not necessarily in the picture. I mean, obviously what Wilson's been able to do has been tremendous, but I think from a stylistic perspective, there's probably things Seattle's going to want to change immediately, just because I think of looking just where they're at from a roster right now, and kind of seeing where they're maybe at their strongest. I mean, really wasn't something that even benefited Russell that much, and the style of play that he had recently. So it's going to be interesting to see the Seahawks, how they fare first year without Wilson. But Pete Carroll, I mean, he's been able to work magic with a lot of guys that you don't necessarily expect. So we'll see how that translates in 2022. Week 17, the final home game of the regular season on the Chiefs schedule versus the Broncos. Noon Central time start there Sunday, January 1st. So second time in 4 weeks that they'll play Denver. We'll see how that game kind of factors in, of course, to AFC West division standings and playoff scenarios. And then, of course, week 18, everybody gets a division matchup for the final regular season week of the year, like it's been the last decade at least. It seems like the Chiefs will go to Vegas week 18 to take on the Raiders. That game is still to be decided on when that'll be played. There are no scheduled times for any of the week 18 games, so it seems like some could be Saturday, some could be Sunday, maybe that final week, maybe even Monday. So we'll see how that kind of turns out when we get later into the season. But the Chiefs so far, since the Raiders have moved to Vegas, the Chiefs have won every matchup between the Raiders in Las Vegas so far. So if that happens again, you know, Chiefs fans and the team itself is going to be very confident and primed going into a possible playoff run there after that trip to the Sin City. So like we said, very tough schedule. Read through it one by one there. I want to break it down real quick by segments. Like I said, I think the toughest part of the schedule is at the beginning before the bye, the first 7 weeks of the year. I think you just look at the first four games, arguably. I mean, those are going to be, I think, all offenses that are going to probably stress the Chiefs the most out of any of the offenses on the schedule in terms of a single kind of stretch or segment of the season. Especially when you talk about how much younger the Chiefs got defensively, a lot of new faces, a lot of guys that are going to have to work to get the scheme down right away. It's going to be interesting when you look at the secondary. I mean, we don't know exactly how it's going to look like when it's all said and done to start the regular season for Kansas City. But I think you just look at the weapons that are going to be kind of at the disposal of those teams in the first month of the season. Of course, the quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert, Matt Ryan and Tom Brady. That's, to me, the toughest stretch of the season right there, those first four games. The next three before the bye is still really tough, but I think when you look at just how the Chiefs have been able to, be able to settle into certain parts of the season in the past under Andy Reid and just, you know, get back into that big game mode. Even though the Raiders and the Bills and 49ers are all, you know, coming off playoff seasons, two of those games at home I think is great for the Chiefs. And of course, I think when you look at just one of those games being primetime, you know, the energy and the motivation maybe is a little bit less nervous. So, again, very tough stretch there after that first month, but I think being able to kind of look at what they've been able to do against some of these teams in recent history still makes kind of encouraging feeling, I think, come to the limelight there if you're a Chiefs fan. Coming off the bye, I mean, surely there is some tough games. Titans are going to be a team, like I said, I know they have Kansas City's number in recent years, but I do personally think it's a team that could take a little bit of a step back this season. The Jaguars, I mean, like I said, I mean, this is a team not necessarily ready to compete, I think, right away right now. Maybe a little bit of an improvement over last season, but that's not a low bar, or that's not necessarily a high bar to hurdle. But yeah, you have the Chargers again, you have the Rams. I mean, those are probably the two toughest games in the first month after the bye week. But I think just, again, knowing kind of the pressure that is on both of those teams, I think could still work out in Kansas City's favor. You look at the final kind of stretch of games here. I mean, I'm going to kind of lump the last six together. I mean, that three straight road games, there in early December. I mean, of course, Bengals, Broncos will kind of be the two toughest out of those. But those are all teams that I think can win in various ways. They have a lot of versatility, a lot of multiplicity to their games. I mean, we saw it with the Bengals in both games last year. But I think with the Broncos having Russell Wilson, but also the power in the running game that they have in the trenches, that's going to be, I think, also interesting to kind of mix in and watch from Denver's perspective now with Russell Wilson, especially with an offensive-minded head coach like we mentioned in Nathaniel Hackett. I think those are probably the two toughest games of that final six-game stretch. I mean, again, the last two games, division games are always wild cards, and in the AFC West rivalries, sometimes you got to throw the records out the window. But versus the Broncos and at Raiders, I mean, those will be just as tough as well. But I think the first two games of those final six will be the toughest of the stretch, right there with the Bengals and Broncos, both on the road. The Broncos game currently scheduled for Sunday Night Football, the final of five primetime games that the Chiefs will play on their schedule as of now. Just kind of reacting immediately to the Chiefs schedule. If you guys want to check out some more tidbits and thoughts game by game that I maybe didn't necessarily mention here on this podcast episode, I'll have an article kind of breaking down the schedule even further coming out here. I guess same day as you guys listen to this on Friday, but tomorrow for when I'm recording this. So be on the lookout for those. Both the podcast and the article be out hopefully right away in the morning for you guys on Friday. So I think that's going to pretty much wrap it up. Of course, follow us on Twitter at FPC_Chiefs. Follow myself at Braden Holacek 9 with the number 9 at the end. Be sure to follow Full Press NFL and at FP_coverage on Twitter as well. We have a lot of great Chiefs content and articles coming out. We've kind of wrapped up our kind of featured articles on some of the drafted players or groups of players from the Kansas City draft class these last couple of weeks. So got some great reactions to those. Can't thank everyone enough for all the kind words on those articles. We'll have a lot more articles coming out, of course, with the schedule now officially released and we know the order of it. We're going to be diving in a lot more kind of to the matchups and the games a little bit further. Player matchups will be a big thing moving forward as we kind of get into the dog days of the offseason. And, of course, if you guys have followed along with us here the last few years, I've always ranked the quarterbacks how I see them on the Chiefs schedule. So going to be doing that hopefully soon. A lot of great teams we just talked about, but a lot of fun quarterbacks that I love to watch that we're going to rank here coming up soon. So those are some ideas to keep in mind. A lot of other great articles and analysis out there on the way. Got some extra ideas that aren't necessarily Chiefs-centric for the Full Press Coverage site coming out soon as well. So can't wait to tackle those. A lot of good stuff coming here as we continue to roll this 2022 offseason. Before you know it, summer will be rolling high speed and we'll be into training camp before you know it. So it's just continuing to kind of go on the grind here. But yeah, can't thank you guys enough for joining us. We'll be back next week, I'm sure, with more articles, like we said, but also a podcast episode here of the Full Press Coverage Chiefs podcast. Make it a good one. Enjoy your guys' weekend, and we will see you guys next time.